That's a lovely picture of them.
Digging potatoes, planting potatoes.
I can't really see they're planting potatoes.
This is Singleton WI, the oldest WI in the country.
Walking along the gravel now, going into the front door, which is a big old front door.
Here in rural Sussex, Singleton WI changed women's lives and their world in the process.
It opened up a new role for women.
The leaders were quite feisty. I mean, a lot of them, I think, were suffragettes.
They planted, they tended, they reaped.
If they weren't going to do it, nobody else was going to help them.
And this is the room where the original WI meeting was held back in November 1915.
The WI actually started in Canada in 1897. It began here during the First World War, after the Agricultural Organization Society appointed a Canadian, Madge Watt, to establish women's institutes across the UK.
I think she thought it was the best organisation that had ever been formed.
Janice Langley from Goring by Sea is the national chair of the WI.
Madge Watt came over from Canada because she'd been very involved with the WI in Canada. The principle was that the WI is an educational organisation to educate rural women. And she came to Wirrelsfield because she knew somebody who lived there and stayed with her friend, and that was sort of Sussex area, was a rural area that she was going to pick on. She worked with a lot of agricultural organisations where usually at the beginning of the WIs, as there was in Canada, there'd been a man involved to sort of help her to get it off the ground.
That man was John Nugent Harris, General Secretary of the Agricultural Organisation Society. He initiated a farmers' gathering in Singleton and invited wives and daughters along.
It was outside of Singleton village itself in a hotel called Drove House.
Janet Holt's great-grandmother went along to that meeting.
There was a meeting just to see how people felt about it. Was there enough enthusiasm? Were the women of this area interested in that sort of thing? Several ladies gathered and they wanted to know if they could move forward with the whole organisation, whether there was enough interest. Women came from all the valley, all the area, and they decided, yes, they would hold a proper first meeting, and that was then agreed to be here at the Fox.
In the autumn of 1915, as the Battle of Loos came to a bloody end on the Western Front, a small group of women gathered in a Sussex village pub.
Being here in this room really feels like going back in time.
Marjorie Norrell's mother-in-law was a founder member on November the 9th, 1915.
I mean, she always kept her very first payment for her money framed in her kitchen. So that's how keen she was on the WI. She always, and this is her old badge I've got on. That is her badge she wore here. This is what she had a receipt for her very first 2 shillings that she had to pay, which I think was an awful lot of money in those days. But I think they were determined to do it to try and help when the war was on.
Determined they were, but it was also out of necessity, as the current Singleton president, Lisa Emerson, explains.
The WI first started in Singleton really because the men of the village were all very brave and signed up to go abroad and do their bit. The women suddenly thought, well, what are we going to eat this winter? There was some food that was stored, but they thought, well, we better get on and pool our resources, really. And if you've got a load of plums next door to make into jam, and I've got a load of carrots, and it was just due to their need to survive that first winter. And it was self-preservation, really. They understood that if they weren't going to do it, nobody else was going to help them. They had to find a way of educating themselves in the ways of the men, really.
And so the WI was established in England in 1915, not by worthy ladies in tweeds, but by the feistiest women in the village of Singleton.
My mother-in-law had to go quite a long way. And when you think they had long skirts on in those days, and really not very good footwear, the roads were muddy because they weren't made up. It was quite hard work for them, really, to get there.
The women of that time were pretty strong physically. Life here then was pretty hard, I really do. I've seen photographs of the time, I've seen our family photographs, for instance, and I was looking at a photograph of my grandmother who died at 63 in 1926, and she looks 25 years older. She looks as if she was in her 80s. Life was hard. They wore themselves out. They really did. And, you know, her name was on the very first meeting certificate. There she is, Elizabeth Ellen Long.
And it wasn't just the women doing the work that were determined, as Janice Langley explains.
The leaders were quite feisty. I mean, a lot of them, I think, were suffragettes or involved with the suffragette movement. So that the movers and shakers, I think, at the beginning of the organisation were probably quite wealthy, quite well-educated, feisty women who were fighting for women's education, basically. This is where it all started from.
Well, these are all the archive books of the WI, aren't they, with all the
this
photos.
Is where they were.
The WIs that would follow would be founded by the local landed gentry, but the Singleton pioneers prided themselves on a more modest foundation. They held their meetings, unusually for women, in the back room of a local pub.
The first Women's Institute meeting in England was held in this room, which we're really proud of.
Sue Coxon is the current landlady of the Fox.
The pub at that time was very much part of the village. There's the old bread ovens that all people used to come and get all the bread from here. As well as it being a pub, it was a real community place. The village itself doesn't have any shops and never has had, so it's a real place for everyone to sort of come and communicate. And it was Mrs. Lashley that welcomed the WI in for the very first time. I think women coming in then, it would have been much more acceptable coming into the Fox with Mrs. Lashley being a woman herself. I think if it had been run by a man at that time, I don't think possibly the Fox would have been used. But Mrs. Lashley was obviously part of all of that, and she was very keen to sort of get all the women involved and offer the Fox as a place for everyone that they could come and meet.
This is the president at the time, Mrs. Geddes. Mrs. Corp from the shop is there, and that's...
Despite the landlady being a founder member, meeting in a pub still aroused much suspicion, as Janet Holt explains.
My grandmother was born in a pub, and the first time she actually entered the bar was her 80th birthday. She was never allowed into the pub. It was the one in Eastdean. And the first time was her 80th birthday, and she wasn't happy about that, I can tell you. She really wasn't. Women didn't go in pubs. But I think the actual meeting was in this part of the pub, which was the back room. There was a wall across there, which was the games room, the ante room. So I think this bit was a bit of a sanctuary. This bit was allowed. It wasn't where the men were drinking and spitting into their spittoons. So this bit, I think, was probably better. It was allowed.
With the men at war, the women became the greatest asset the home front had. They ploughed the land, bottled and canned fruit, knitted and taught first aid. Singleton WI gave local women the wartime skills they needed to survive.
They grew potatoes. There are pictures of them that we've got here growing things in the field. And of course they had chickens and pigs and things to look after.
They actually had to work, didn't they? They carried the water because there was no pipe water then. They had to dig their vegetables, they had to dig their gardens, they had to do their washing by hand.
They used to entertain the wounded soldiers that came out from Chichester. They also made a lot of clothes for them, shirts and knitted things for them.
1915, what was the most pressing issue? Have we got enough food as an island that's at war? So they gathered, they formed and they knew what they were doing. They planted, they tended, they reaped. And then they distributed the food, made the jam, etc. They were a production line, weren't they? There's a lovely picture here. I don't know what the date would have been. What date do you think this is, Marjorie?
Well, I think...
Back in the pub where it all began 100 years ago, the ladies reflect on the importance of that first ever meeting and how it changed Singleton's women's lives forever.
They actually found a voice because they were then in control of feeding the local people. And they didn't have that voice before then. They were just women who worked indoors, didn't go out. You know, they had no place in society in that level within their rural valley.
There wasn't another strong women's group at that time of the century. I think the war was critical because of their need, and the timing couldn't have been better as far as launching the WI. That was absolutely perfect. I think if it had happened any earlier or any later, it might not have mushroomed in the way that it did.
Some of the men had a very hard time in the trenches, like I know my dad did,
And it was nice for the women to have company anyway, to talk things over, whether they were good or bad, you know. So, you see, it gives them a chance to do things which they never thought they would be able to do, you see. It opened up a new role for women, put it that way.
By 1917, 137 WIs had been established, and when neighbouring WIs in Sussex decided to meet together, they formed the first federation. Rules were adopted and an executive committee elected, the WI we recognise today. Lady Denman of Balcombe WI was elected chairman, something current chair Janice Langley is very proud of.
I think it's a great honour, actually, to be elected by your peers to help run an organisation. But I think the Federation is very proud of the fact that coming up towards our centenary in 2015, that they've got a national chair who's from West Sussex. And as we know, we were all very proud of Lady Denman's achievements. And Balcombe WI is still going strong, the same as is Singleton WI. So, yes, good old West Sussex is all I can say.
England's WI was born in and continues to lead the way from Sussex. But without the pioneering women of Singleton who made it happen, it would never have flourished as it did.